This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. This weekend, an exhibit at the Akron Art Museum is coming to life. WKSU Arts reporter Mark Earhart joins us. Mark, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You were attending some of the rehearsals for the upcoming performance of an artist whose show has been in Akron for a while, Nick Cave. Now, let's introduce our audience. Who is Nick Cave, and what is the focus of the performance, including his signature sound suits?
Yeah, Nick Cave is a Chicago-based artist, and he does visual art installations, but like you said, you mentioned his sound suits. Now, Jeff, these are literal suits that sit on mannequins that can be worn by performers, and Cave takes little odds and ends and adorns these suits with buttons, vintage toys, textiles, things that he gets from flea markets and places like Goodwill across the country. And he's known for these sound suits, but he also is known for the choreography and the dance and the actual sounds that come out of his artwork when it's put on by an actual person.
This show has been in Akron for a couple of months now, and many of our listeners probably have gone down to see these suits. They're like sculptures, but they are wearable. And Akron is part of several places where Nick Cave has come back and done performances with the suits, right?
Yeah, in addition to Cave's exhibit at the Akron Art Museum, Feet, he has another thing called Heard, and that's H-E-A-R-D. And that's when he and his team that include designers and a choreographer, they work with local dancers and local musicians to actually put on a performance for the community. So people will actually be wearing his sound suits and making the sound that they're known for in this really original and incredible way that is exclusively tied to Akron for this performance.
Yeah, this is really a big deal, in fact, for Akron. It seems that he's willing to invest the time. There have been rehearsals now for the weekend performance. Describe a little bit about what those were like and really what these dancers will be doing.
Yeah. It's called Heard, as I mentioned. And these sound suits are designed like horses. They're giant raffia horses, and raffia are little fibers. They make mats, and they make baskets out of them. But Cave likes to use them because they swish, and they make sounds that almost are like ocean-esque. But each horse is actually made up of two dancers. You have a front, and you have a back. It's kind of like an elementary school play, you know, where you imagine the horse, and one person's the head, and one person's the butt. It's actually like that, but with professional dancers. And it's amazing. I watched rehearsals today at the Summit Lake Community Center, and you're going to be amazed at what these people can do, how they can move as one cohesive thing, one cohesive sound suit when it's actually two people.
Let's hear from a couple of those dancers that you talked to today.
I mean, it feels like you're just buried in this like raffia hay and covered with a big blanket on your back, and then it falls into your face so you also can't see. So it's definitely a big trust walk. You know, I basically just close my eyes and let Kat lead me around, but she's a good leader. She's a good horse head.
You can also tell that lots of people have been in these suits. There's kind of a responsibility weight as well as the physical weight of the suit.
Now we heard from Julia Dillard there first. She's the back of the horse, back of the sound suit. And then that was Kat Andrick, who's the head of the sound suit.
And I like how she was talking about the responsibility of embodying these wearable sculptures. Nick Cave and the Akron Art Museum have brought in dancers from all over the region. Neos Dance Theater, Inlet Dance Theater, Verb Ballet. There are dancers, students from Case Western Reserve University and Kent State, plus some local musicians. Theron Brown is a well-known jazz musician in Akron, along with Charon LeGrere and others. Where will people be able to see these performances this weekend?
One will be tomorrow at Summit Lake, at the Summit Lake Community Center at noon. They're expecting about 300 people for that one. And then there will be one on Sunday at the Akron Art Museum. And organizers say they could see anywhere from 350, 400 people all the way up to 1,000 people, depending on how many people come out.
It's Nick Cave's Heard performance featuring his signature sound suits, which are on exhibit still at the Akron Art Museum. Mark Earhart, WKSU's arts reporter, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.